In October, the unemployment rate for construction workers jumped to 10.8%. It's been one of the worst-hit industries. Construction economist Ken Simonson says it accounts for nearly half of all jobs lost in the last year. He blames the economy.
It's a lot easier to delay building a new library than it is to fire the librarians who are already on the payroll. So construction and maintenance work tend to get short shrift when money is tight.
As unemployment rose, municipal revenues shrank, creating shortfalls in cities and states around the country. In Kentucky, the state is looking at a $456 million deficit, while Louisville is scrambling to cut $20 million in order to balance the budget. Among the first items to be cut are infrastructure improvements.
Projects like widening roads out in the suburbs, fixing some of the suburban bridges, modernizing schools, upgrading the school facilities, upgrading and investing in sewer lines.
Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson says the city has a backlog of projects, from road repairs to buying new buses, that have been put off due to the shortfall. He recently testified before Congress on behalf of America's mayors on the need for an infrastructure stimulus package.
We have done an analysis of projects that could be ready within 90 days to 120 days to be let and could be completed within a year thereafter. And it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $28 billion.
$350 million of which would go to Louisville. Economist Ken Simonson says a federal stimulus package is practically a foregone conclusion. He expects the new Congress to pass a multi-billion-dollar package next month for President-elect Barack Obama to sign. Abramson says that would help shore up the city's $20 million shortfall.
When you have almost 60% of your revenue stream that comes into city coming from occupation tax, that is wage withholdings from people who are working, the more people that are working, the better it is for the city of Louisville.
Any idea how many jobs that would create?
Yeah, they were talking about anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 jobs.
At least they're talking about infrastructure compared to the recent stimulus packages, which have been purely, you know, cranking out checks to people.
Dr. Eric Schonsberg teaches economics at Indiana University Southeast. He also ran as a Libertarian candidate for Congress this year. He says an infrastructure stimulus can be more effective than other stimulus plans because it can improve transit and commerce.
It has to be infrastructure that is actually going to enhance efficiency. Just building something to build it doesn't qualify. It has to actually increase overall efficiency. So an Ohio River Bridge, for example, would be a fine example of something like that that would presumably increase efficiency.
But the Ohio River Bridge isn't included in Mayor Abramson's proposal for infrastructure improvements. Only projects that could be ready in a few months and completed within 1 or 2 years made the list. Schonsberg says smaller projects could be effective, but they're not a permanent solution to the nation's economic woes. Abramson says a temporary fix is better than nothing, though, as road repairs and other projects face further delays until the economy improves. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.